It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The NBA's all-time leading scorer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is coming to southeastern New Mexico as part of a lecture series. The Hobbs News Sun reports that the 72-year-old retired basketball star is scheduled in November to participate in the Jack Maddox Distinguished Lecture Series. The event is hosted by the J.F. Maddox Foundation and the University of the Southwest in Hobbs. Abdul-Jabbar will speak on the value of literacy in growing your mind. On the Tuesday Health Watch, about 250,000 people each year have an electronic device implanted to help maintain a steady heartbeat. Modern precautions have kept the infection rate from those procedures to about 1.2%. But a study this year found inserting the device in an envelope infused with antibiotics lowered the rate further. Cardiologist Dr. Hafisa Khan with Baylor Scott White in Plano was the hospital's investigator for the story. Khan told KERA's Sam Baker about the envelope and what it led to.
As our population gets older, there are more people who need cardiac implantable devices. A pacemaker battery lasts 10 years. So now they're having to get a battery change as they get older. So in 10 years, you've got to do one battery change. 10 years later, a second battery change. I've been in practice 18 years. I see patients who are on their third or fourth surgery. The more you do surgery on the same location, the increased risk of infection.
What often causes the infection to begin with?
Usually the patient has a compromised immune system because they're a diabetic, they're on steroids, they've got kidney disease or heart failure. So anytime you cut the skin, bacteria from the skin can crawl into the pocket. And the unit is metallic, so it can't be sterilized by antibiotics. So if the pocket has pus, it's like an abscess. You have to drain it and lance it and let it all come out because we don't want the bacteria to crawl down the wires and infect the heart.
Is the infection difficult to treat or to cure?
So the most common types of infections are staph infections, staph aureus. Staph infections are serious and they're life-threatening. You can get septic, and these are people who need pacemakers or defibrillators, so they're not healthy necessarily to begin with.
So this new approach is the absorbable antibacterial envelope?
It's a mesh envelope that is made of an absorbable polymer. It's coated with two types of powerful antibiotics to fight staph infections, rifampin and tetracycline. So before the doctor puts the device underneath the skin, they slip the device into the envelope and tuck it all into the pocket. The antibiotic diffuses into the pocket and kills staph aureus over 7 days. In about 9 weeks, the whole envelope dissolves. There's no remnant or nothing residual left in the body. Staph infections tend to happen in the first 4 to 6 weeks when the skin is cut and things are fresh. Mm-hmm. So once you've made it past that initial hump, you're home free.
How effective has this been?
There's a 60% reduction in minor infections, little skin issues. But there's a 40% reduction in major infections. Major meaning otherwise the doctor would have had to take the whole kit and caboodle out.
Is this used for all patients who have infections or only for certain people?
So it's meant as a preventative. I like to do it in most patients because most patients are getting older and have more meds and more hospital contacts. So the more you're around healthcare things, the more you can get staph aureus.
There are no pre-existing conditions or any reason that would prevent a doctor from not using this?
The only pre-existing conditions would be if a person has an allergy to the two antibiotics, rifampin and tetracycline, that are used to coat the device. Preventative antibiotics that most people don't have allergies to.
It sounds like such a simple solution, but where did it come from?
In the 1940s and 50s, pacemakers were huge, and it would move in people's body. So Dr. Victor Parsonet invented an envelope or a pouch to hold it up and to tack it down because the unit weighed a lot.
So we've already been using envelopes for some time.
Correct. And so someone then took it to the next level. We don't need an envelope because devices are small and tiny. But what if we took the concept of the envelope and coated it with antibiotics? And that way we can prevent infections in the tissue. Taking a pill antibiotic diffuses all over. It doesn't go to that particular location, right? It can go anywhere.
Sure.
This is at the source to prevent an infection.
Is the envelope in common use now or likely will be?
Yes, it's been FDA approved for several years, but we were waiting for validation that the device actually works significantly to help infections. And now that we have that as of March, I think that more doctors, more hospitals, more insurers are willing to pay for the little extra bit that this costs to prevent a downstream high morbidity complication.
Dr. Khan, thank you for being with me.